sports knowledge turnovers, one last related course on living all year. Only one course fumbled by the second coach.
I could say it's luck, but I think the guys have been working really hard and giving extra effort, and a lot of the turnovers have come on extra effort plays. You know, just like last week when they caught the pass and recreated the fumble, he recovered the fumble, and then we hustle and, recreate a fumble, and then we hustle and recover the fumble. So I think we preach that to the guys about hustling to the football, and when you do hustle, some good things can happen, and they've been happening for us. That's the work ethic and the hustle that's created a lot of them. Now, you know, that guys being in position and being able to make a play has created some also. We had the interception going down the seam. They ran a slot receiver up the seam, and K-Jack was in great position, and he went up and got the ball. And, you know, so, you know, it's a combination of all those things that allow turnovers to occur.
You mentioned Kareem's interception in the right spot at the right time. He said that it was because of the preparation you guys had during the week that you knew where to be. How are they picking up, I guess, how quickly are they picking up during the week what you want them to be ready for on Sunday?
Well, you know, what we try to do is we try to give them as much information as we can give them that we think is valuable, you know. But you can put the information out there, but they're the ones who have to take it in and study and do the film work and research to see if what we're telling them is correct. And then when they do that and they see it's correct, then they have an opportunity to make the play because they put themselves in good position. Well, when I looked at Brooks last year, Brooks was in the game just about all the time. And the thing about Brooks is I felt like he was a hustle guy. He was a steady effort guy. You know, he wasn't flashy, but he was giving effort on every play. And I think he still gives that kind of effort, but he's just making plays now in this system. It's allowed him to make a few more plays. And so, and I think part of that is the understanding of what the opponent is doing, what his job is, what the opponent is doing, and then when he gets that opportunity, you know, going ahead and making the play. Well, see, I don't think the turnovers we've gotten are because guys are taking risk. It's because guys are putting themselves in good position to make plays. And hopefully we'll continue to do that. Now, the thing with Eli, you know, Eli is, two-time winning Super Bowl quarterback. And so, he's seen a lot of things. And so I do not underestimate him at all. And I don't think our players should underestimate him, you know, going to their place to play. And whatever the records are, but you just can't count on the records allowing you to win a game. You have to go play, and you have to win the game. And so that's what we've talked to these guys about, is being able to go on the road and win on the road. And, yes, we did it last week, but that doesn't mean anything because this week is a different opponent, different location. Everything about it is different. Well, DJ has great instincts. He's got great football instincts. And he's not playing outside of the defense, you know. He's playing within the defense, but he's using his instincts to try to put himself in position to impact the quarterback, all right, to be able to make a play here or there. And so I think that that's been helpful because he has been a force on the football field. Well, his instincts told him he had a chance to get there because his coverage was blocking. And when your coverage blocks, then you can add on. It's what we call that. And he chose to add on, which allowed him to be where he was, you know. So that's not playing outside the defense. That's understanding that your coverage is blocking and chances of your coverage getting out is, you know, minimal. So now then you see this big space, so you go get the quarterback. Sure. Tom is a good, solid, sound football guy. And Tom is one of those guys who all the little things are important to him. As we all know, being on time is important to him, and it was important to him as an assistant, you know, and that's the kind of guy he is. And that's why he's been able to be at New York for, 10 years, I believe, you know. So that's Tom. And he doesn't change, you know. It was a very good coaching staff, you know. I mean, I've been on several good coaching staffs, and I don't know. I don't like to say what's the best because things change. Situations are different. And so when you're with good people, guys who work hard, good ethics, winning is important to them, do the things the right way, then you enjoy going to work, you know. And so – several of the staffs I've been on have been like that. The most important thing? Oh, I'm not exactly sure right off the top of my head. But we were able to come together and win. And that was the second Super Bowl that we were able to win there. And so that was important. And then, you know, the other thing is when you add people to the staff, when people come to the staff, if you bring the right people to the staff, then that can help you be able to win or continue your winning ways, you know. And so I think that that's important, bringing the right people. Hey, I like every touchdown that a defensive player scores. You know, so hey, that helps us, you know, that helps the defense, that helps the team. So I'm good with it. Hope he can score another one.
Does Eli have a hard quarterback to prepare for? Because the chances sometimes he takes and the success he can have in some of those chances kind of does him a little bit dumb way?
No, I don't think that he's hard to prepare for. You just have to understand, you know, his abilities and what he's trying to get done at the line of scrimmage and those kind of things, you know. The thing that makes a quarterback hard to prepare for is the efficiency that he operates with, you know, and he can make all the throws. He's very accurate down the field with his throws. He has a weapon in Cruz that can make plays. He's got a big tight end that can make plays. You know, the running back is a physical runner, and you got to do a good job of tackling that guy, you know. I know that the offensive line is young, but everybody's plays on Sunday, so, you know, we're going to line up and hopefully we can play good enough to win.
Based on quarterback rating, he's actually best when he's blitzed. So do you take that into consideration as to how you're going to attack him on Sunday?
Sure. I think you have to take everything into consideration, you know. And the thing about blitzing is if you don't get there, chances are you give up a big play. You know, so you have to pick and choose the times that you're going to blitz and when you're going to pressure. All right? Okay.